Google is posting their top trending searches of the year. All right. Let's see how you do.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
It's been so much.
Top trending search this year overall, a deceased person.
Right. Ozzy Osbourne.
It is not. In fact,
good guess.
Ozzy's not in the top 10.
Oh, that's a shame.
Now, he is in the top 10 of top death search. But the top death searched is also the top thing searched for the entire year on Google.
I'm trying to think who else has died that's been that.
When I tell it to you, you're going to go, that makes a ton of sense. Yep.
Not going to be Robert Redford.
No.
Dick Cheney?
No.
Who died young?
I know. I'm trying to think of that.
Are we getting warmer?
Yes.
This is terrible.
Yes, it is terrible. It's awful. Boy, it's something.
Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk.
There it is.
That's the number one searched thing of the year. And it makes perfect sense because he died young, mm-hmm. right in front of everybody. And when he died, I thought, who is that? I know I've heard of him, but let me see what he did. Yeah, exactly. Okay, the number two searched thing of the year is, I don't know what it is. A movie? I guess it's a movie.
Is it the K-pop?
Yes.
Yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah.
Is that a movie? I don't know.
It is. It's the
biggest movie ever.
That stuff is.
On Netflix, yeah. I got indoctrinated into the club in October by my nieces.
But the songs I hear are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. We have one. It's that I'm going up,
yes,
up. I forget the name of it.
When people tell me that's from K-pop Demon Hunter, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
my
God. Yeah, you've heard several of the songs at the gym.
Yes.
Probably said, I love this song. You just have no clue what it is.
These are just anonymous, faceless Korean singers? Are they becoming famous?
It's great, I'll tell you that. I mean, that song, that I'm going up, that is a great song.
It's not ringing a bell.
Well, you may not have heard it because you're always listening to other
stuff.
It's
called Golden is the actual title.
I'll play it for you, but I bet you...
I'd like to hear the hook.
I'll bet you have not. I bet you've heard it.
Yeah, we've played it on here. That's why we have it.
But sometimes he...
I just turn a deaf ear.
Turn a deaf ear to that. Put it there, Biggie.
So, I did.
There
it's
it is.
There for
All
you.
Right, this is from K-pop Demon Hunter.
We're going up,
it's all over the radio. What a beat.
Yeah, I guess I heard it.
I mean, the whole joke this year has been parents saying, you know, what's this stupid movie? And then watching it and then
loving it.
By the end, they're up dancing to this song and loving it.
With this ascension of K-pop as it is in the pop music world.
Yeah.
Are American kids wanting to go to Korea now?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is Korean tourism going up?
Who knows? But they come here.
The Koreans come here.
The K-pop bands come here.
Of course.
Yeah.
The third most searched thing on Google overall this year, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's like a toy. It may be a toy.
Oh, Labubu.
Labubu. I don't know.
You don't know Labubu?
I don't know Labubu. I mean, something. I don't know. It's a toy. Right?
It's my tip to the young men of the year. If she's into Labubus, run.
She's crazy.
Run. That is a red flag. To the young men out there, I've told you, I'm done with the dating world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you meet a girl and she's like, oh, I love Labubus. Get me a Labubu.
Yeah.
Run.
Yep. I understand that. That makes sense.
So that's top three.
That's your top three right there. Four is the iPhone 17.
Huh.
Five is the One Big Beautiful Bill, which of course made a lot of
money. Oh, yeah.
Six, I'll let you guys, a politician.
Dick Cheney.
No.
I don't think Dick's going to be up there.
Stop making Dick Cheney be a
Pete thing. Hegseth.
No.
Mamdani.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Yes. Mamdani is at number six. By the way, he was the most mispronounced word of the year.
I believe that.
Mispronounce it.
They have that.
It's Mamdani, right?
That's correct. It is Mamdani. And that is one of the most mispronounced words of the year. There's a few more here, too. Mm-hmm. These are not having anything to do with Google. This was announced. That was number one. Zoran Mamdani is his name, and that's how you pronounce it. Louvre is
Mr. After the heist?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Exactly. The Louvre?
Mm-hmm. Acetaminophen.
Don't take Tylenol.
Yep.
I remember the president had trouble pronouncing it.
Yeah, he didn't. He went back to Tylenol. I think that's how Tylenol got such a headline.
Don't take Tylenol.
Of course.
Because he couldn't just say acetaminophen, so he went with Tylenol. Here's one I know how to pronounce. Alex Murdaugh. It's Murdaugh. It's not, it's spelled M-U-R-D-A-U-G-H. So but, I would say Murdaugh. And my wife's like, don't you dare.
This it's is that hard yeah. Irish G-H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Murdaugh. Exactly. Manjaro. It gets a lot.
Know that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are mispronounced?
These are the most mispronounced words.
I've heard in some of the commercials, they almost say Mounjaro because it's M-O-U-N. J-A-R-O.
Yeah. That's how people pronounce Mount, yeah. But it's Manjaro.
I put it into my body and I still can't say it. I'll be like, I'm on the one with the mound something.
I was telling everybody last night at the holiday party that you're putting stuff in your body.
And wait, left and right.
I said, wait till you see them.
Wait, just you wait.
I said, yeah, that's right.
Next year I'll be on a new one, Zepbound.
Oh, really? Oh, for expense?
Yeah.
Same thing, isn't it?
Close enough.
So isn't Zepbound exactly like Wegovy or one
it's,
of them?
It's like Mounjaro.
Okay.
You know, for heart, I got to take my heart into account because that's, you know, failing, but not quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
it's decided to slow, you know, it's a slow descent.
Yeah.
So, but the Zepbound is cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot
for
cheaper.
Those who are not if
right
get covered by insurance.
Right. Here's your more trending topics.
Back to Google.
Things people Googled this year: government shutdown, tariffs. Those are your top 10.
There. Yeah, tariffs, a lot of that.
Trending deaths. You know, number one is Charlie Kirk. I told you number three is Ozzy Osbourne. Who do you think's number two? People who died in 2025.
This is my time.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney.
No. He didn't even make the top 10.
That is a vice president of the United States.
Stop trying to make Dick Cheney happen.
Yeah, I just feel like he got a bad rap.
But I think if you knew who Dick Cheney was, you knew who Dick Cheney was.
I guess that's right. Although
you
know, this guy.
You think B.B. Shea would be motivated to Google Dick Cheney?
I don't think he was. No. I don't think he Googled.
I'm sure he's Googled Dick.
I don't think he Googled the second place guy. This guy died very, very old and early in the year, but under mysterious circumstances.
The actor, we love him, we know him, the guy from
Google him
the guy, the movie,
Gene Hackman.
The dead and dying dog.
Yes.
Hackman.
Yes.
Gene Hackman.
That story was to me one of the that story just kept getting crazier and crazier.
It really did.
Yes, agreed. That
yeah,
the dead wife, and then he just poor man just dementedly meandered around his house till he passed. And
I told you what I said, murder suicide.
You couldn't have been
more wrong.
100%.
It was a disease that most people never heard of.
That's right. Malcolm Jamal Warner, sadly.
Yeah.
Drowned. He was Diane Keaton.
Yeah, just lost her.
Pope Francis, who died. And then, of course, another pope, an American pope, took his. Val Kilmer. I butchered that obituary worse than anyone's.
Yeah. Ugh.
No question about that. That was probably my worst moment of the year. Number one trending athlete, 2025. On Google, most Googled athlete of 2025.
Luca.
Wemby?
Neither in the top 10.
I guess I'm shocked from the trade.
Well, Wemby's a year before, I guess. And when did the trade happen?
This year?
Yeah, it was this year. They did not know. Not there.
Is it a soccer player?
No. Mm-mm. It's a...
Shohei.
No.
Shador.
Yes.
Wow. I
was gonna say, he's not even a starter until recently. Yes. Cooper Flagg. These are the
up-and-comers.
Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons, because he was traded.
Oh, trade, yeah.
Here's a surprise. Cam Scataboo is on there.
Well, he was a big with he kind of broke out with Arizona State in his final season, and then he's been fun to watch until he got injured.
Jackson Dart. Top trending Gen Z slang on Google. Things that people Googled most, Gen Z slang.
6'7"?
Yeah.
What else could it be?
Top 10. 6'7", Sigma, Skibbity, Ohio, Riz, Skibbity Toilet, Aura, Chat.
God, my heart really cannot fell fast. What killed him? I don't think he could understand anything anymore. My luck, the last thing I'll see is the nurse above me being like, his pulse is 6'7", and her going, ooh.
His pulse is 6.7.
Yeah.
That's right.
Skibbity, he's gone.
Oh, Skibbity Toilet.